The European Patent Office podcasts bring you an insight into the technology and innovation shaping the world.
Hello, and welcome to this podcast from the European Patent Office. Do you recognize this sound? Biking is a healthy and sustainable means of transportation, but its increasing speed, especially after the introduction of e-biking, can easily compromise a nice ride and turn it into a dangerous challenge. Our guests today have worked hard to tackle this challenge by designing an ABS control system for e-bikes, which makes them safer. We will be discussing the success of the Italian spin-out company Bluebrake, which is also a story of a successful collaboration between a research team at the Politecnico di Milano and the Milan-based incubator Innovia that helped bring this technology to life and ultimately to the market. My name is Stephanie Weber. I'm a member of the European Intellectual Property Help Desk, and we've teamed up with the EPO to bring you a new series of case studies centered around successful technology transfer. And the case of Bluebrake is part of it. As just mentioned, Bluebrake has brought together a number of different experts with different mindsets who set out to successfully work together on a novel, marketable solution, turning inventors into company founders and managers eventually. Very much looking forward to hearing more about that transition. So I'm very pleased that here with me today is in fact one of the co-inventors and co-founders of Bluebrake, Fabio Toreschini. It's a pleasure to have you with us, Fabio.
Hello, Stephanie, and hello to everybody. Thank you very much for having me. It is fantastic to be here.
Thanks a lot. And also joining us is Massimiliano Granieri. He is a professor of law at the University of Brescia and a renowned technology transfer expert. And he's also the author of the case study. Welcome, Massimiliano.
Hello, Stephanie. Hello, everyone. Very happy to be here today.
So as just mentioned, we've mentioned how e-bikes are becoming more and more popular. And now in many cities, we have traditional bikes, we have e-bikes and even electronic scooters. So it looks like the biking spaces are getting really busy. And on top of that, as also just mentioned, e-bikes are getting faster and reach higher speeds. So it seems that a reliable braking system is more important than ever. And this is exactly what the technology is about that we're going to talk about today. So Fabio, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about it and what problem does this new breakthrough technology actually solve?
Yeah, sure. So as you said, as the market keeps growing, also the demand for safety applications keeps growing as well. And most of the accidents, unfortunately, happen during braking. Therefore, we developed an anti-lock brake system for e-bikes that avoids the front wheel lockup and the rear wheel lifting, so that the braking with the e-bikes is always safe and smooth, even in panic conditions. In other words, our product makes e-bikes safer and accessible to everybody. From a technological point of view, the product is composed of electronics, software, and precision mechanical parts. And from a functional point of view, when the software detects a dangerous situation, it moves the mechanical part to reduce the front brake caliper pressure to achieve a safe and smooth braking condition.
All right. So thank you very much for these very technical insights. And we really see you are an expert in this. And this is also an exciting story. So the story of Bluebrake is also the story of you sort of transitioning from a researcher to actually a general manager and sort of co-founder of Bluebrake. So how did that transition go along? How did you experience that?
Yeah, sure. So as you said, I was a researcher at Politecnico of Milan working on mechatronic brakes for racing cars and motorcycles. And in 2015, together with my professors, we observed that the mobility was changing. And therefore, we decided to invest our know-how in mechatronic brakes in the light mobility industry with a focus on e-bikes. At the beginning, in Bluebrake, I was in charge mainly on product development since my background was technical. But as the team grew up and gaining competencies, my role moved more as a reference point for the whole company. In this process, I was helped by Innovia, which is our co-founder. Innovia gave me very valuable advisors to support me in my growth and in my transition between from a technical guy to a more manager point of view.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was meaning to ask. So, and bring in Massimiliano here as well. So you mentioned Innovia, and we mentioned it also in the introduction. So maybe, Massimiliano, you could tell us a little bit more about the role Innovia played in actually supporting the creation of Blue Break.
Sure, Stephanie. Innovia is how they call themselves, a company builder, which is, strictly speaking, a company whose business model is building other companies. And they decided to do that according to a business model that is gaining momentum right now in Europe and in other parts of the world. They decided to do it working together with universities and research institutions in Italy in deep technologies, which means technologies that have a very difficult, complex go-to-market and require a mix of competencies of any kind. So they were good in connecting with Politecnico di Milano, which is a huge reservoir of competencies and technology. But they also brought in managerial competence, as Fabio mentioned, not because they wanted to, you know, change the nature of the researcher, but because they needed to inject into the technical people also the industrial view, the commercial view. Plus, they brought the industrial experience, the ability to organize a supply chain for very complex objects like the components of an ABS system and all the rest. So I think Innovia is playing a fundamental role together with Politecnico di Milano in this transition from laboratories to market.
Yeah, and as I understand, Blue Break wasn't the first case. So they have been collaborating already before and probably are also now collaborating. So in this sort of context of, you know, university and then incubator collaboration, how did that work? Would you say, Massimiliano, what are the ingredients that you need to have to build actually such a successful collaboration?
You have to have bright people like Fabio and the Blue Break team. And I think the Polytechnic of Milan is full of very, very excellent research. Yeah, it's one of the largest technical schools in Europe. So it's really a powerhouse of technology and people. And on the other side, on Innovia side, you also have competencies, technical, industrial, and commercial competencies, and financial competencies, because they also organize funding schemes and rounds. I think they took the right path in managing intellectual property by framing an agreement beforehand so that everything works quite smoothly once things evolve. And this is crucial because it means that all transaction costs, all possible misunderstandings or frictions are eliminated at the beginning. And I think this formula was working quite well because Blue Break is one of the first, but it's not the only experiment in this respect. This model is being replicated several times with some degree of success. And I'm sure we will see more of this in the years to come. So we can say this is a scalable model. The learning curve is still going up and people are still learning. And I think this is going to be a recipe for success.
Fabio, so what I found interesting is that the first patent application was filed actually 1 year after the creation of the company, which is atypical for a university spin-off because usually you have the patent first and then the founding of the company follows. So what was the reasoning behind that?
Yes, so in our case, we could not patent the general concept of ABS for e-bikes since ABS was a kind of classic concept. Therefore, we decided to patent our technology once the product was almost completely defined and the product also was starting to be developed. That was the reason. And after the first patent and after that, the product was clear in our mind, we kept patenting new features of the product or product integration inside the bikes.
And maybe on a, you know, from a more general perspective, Massimiliano, having seen many different technology transfer cases, is this something that stuck out for you as well?
Well, it is not common for sure. And I think it reveals how influential can be the industrial mindset when you are not in a purely academic shoes and you have to think that what you're doing is very likely from a corporate perspective, very likely going to be a product. At that very moment, you realize that the patent must be strictly related to the technology if the goal is to ensure your competitive advantage. So what they did, I think the knowledge was already there, but as Fabio said, it's pointless to write a patent that then is disconnected somehow or not completely overlapping with the technology. So it was a savvy strategy to wait a little bit, keep the information confidential as they were doing in a protected relationship, and then file when the design of your object is satisfactorily compliant with the patentability requirements and with the specifics of your technological product.
And Massimiliano, I mean, you are a technology transfer expert. So looking at Bluebreak, and you've seen many of technology transfer cases, what do you find striking about that case?
It is striking how a subsystem like the ABS system can be so complex and how difficult is to the penetration of market and the identification of the right point where the technology enters the value chain. I'll make myself clear, but this makes a clear point in favor of patents, because when you are the provider, the supplier of a subcomponent of a larger and more significant product like a bike, like a branded bike, patents make you, even if you are a small fish in a large bowl, make you not replaceable by anyone. And I think Bluebreak has a mix of high quality intellectual property and strong technology with a significant lead time with respect to others. The complexity of the case is because the business model of Bluebreak is in between manufacturing and licensing. They co-design the component together with the OEM or the producer of the bikes, and they also license the technology. It might take an intense relational collaboration with manufacturers and takes time. This explains why, again, it reinforces the case for deep technologies as difficult cases of technology transfer. But it works.
Yeah, evidently. Fabio, I mean, we've seen that, and we mentioned that. We've seen, the market for e-bikes seems to boom, and especially also, we are all in the need of smart mobility solutions, not just because also, maybe reinforced in this time of COVID that we're seeing, but also in, this global endeavor to find new solutions to that in terms of, addressing climate change. So, how did you experience that? How did you experience the past years? And what are your the prospects with regard to the future?
Well, for me, it's very exciting to work in this sector because I totally agree with you that this sector, the e-bike sector, is the future, and the market is saying the same thing, because the market is keep growing at least 10% per year in terms of number of e-bikes sold. So to me, it's very exciting to be here contributing to make this transition safer and more accessible to everybody, basically. Also, old people or people that do not use bikes usually, they say that they are looking for safety application also in the e-bike sector.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it seems that you're sort of looking into a bright future. Are there any plans in terms of company development? Maybe you have already new sort of technologies working on behind the scenes. Well, don't feel forced to tell me, but
yeah, at the moment we need to gain market share in the ABS market because, as Massimiliano was saying, it's still a new market, and the market penetration for ABS is still low. Therefore, we need to keep investing in developing new versions, let me say, of our product. So maybe cheaper, maybe smaller, maybe easier to integrate in the bike, to have bigger penetration in terms of number of ABS in the e-bike market. Our idea is that in the future, almost every e-bike will have an electronic brake system on it.
Yeah, I think this is also something that Massimiliano mentioned. I mean, what's clearly the case with Bluebreak as well is, I mean, you started with one patent, but of course, in the meantime, you filed additional patents. And this should be seen also as a dynamic strategy, let's say, so aligned to how the business develops. So, Massimiliano, what do you think? Where is sort of Bluebreak heading?
Well, I think figures and facts speak for Bluebreak. The company has kept filing patents at European level and abroad, because as I said, this is part of the strategy of penetration of the market. The figures of the dimension of the patent portfolio of Bluebreak now witnesses how careful the company is to keep the technological roadmap aligned with the patent protection. And the company is already on the market, the second generation of the ABS, which is powered by artificial intelligence. So it's possibly at the frontier of technological innovation in this field. And IP protection is following very, very tightly. Thanks also, I think, on the mindset that the managers, Fabio and the others, acquired working with Innovia and the other people with industry experience. So they're doing incredibly well, I think, from that perspective.
Just one aspect that I also wanted to raise is the role of the CTO of the university. So because we've talked about the university, we've talked about Innovia, but there is also a CTO at the Politecnico di Milano that played a role as well. Maybe Massimiliano, you could give us some insights here as well, because they are another catalyst, I feel, in this whole story.
Sure. And by the way, the TTO of the Milan Polytechnic, I think, is, if not the first, one of the oldest TTOs in Italy. They were the pathfinder in this market back at the beginning of 2000. They play their role in these cases and many others, working as a catalyst or, you know, as the interface between the researchers and the industrial side, which in this case is a complex industrial side, because you have Bluebreak as a spin-off, as an official spin-off company, plus Innovia. They acted within the frame of the agreement that Innovia has with the Polytechnic of Milan and were responsible for the initial management of the invention disclosure and the patent protection. And as a matter of fact, the mother family of patents on the Bluebreak system is co-owned by Milan Polytechnic and Bluebreak. So yes, I think in this case, there was a perfect alignment among the players, which were the inventors, the owners of the technology, the TTO, who owns the process, Innovia, who owns the resources, and clearly the spin-off, who owns the project of going on the market and taking the technology to industrial exploitation.
Thanks so much. Summing it up, excellent. So, and I also feel we're already sort of coming to a close with our podcast today. So just to wrap up and highlight a few points. So as you just said, Massimiliano, it's all about collaboration. This is something that sticks out for me from this case. So we have different players, different experts who have the right mindset to collaborate and then also take the right steps to sort of protect what they're generating. One learning is also that a good researcher can become a good manager. So provided he has, you know, the right people surrounding him or her, and also the right, you know, mindset in terms of being open to making that transition. And then again, also for Bluebrain, as we mentioned, sort of we always hear patent first, which is correct, but maybe we should sort of tweak it a little bit for this case and say patent at the right time. That can lead to success as well, provided that you have, you know, other protection mechanisms in place that help you sort of, you know, take you over this time where the patent protection is not yet in place. Do you have anything that you would like to add, Fabio, what our listeners should keep in mind?
My suggestion is to start to work on prior art and prior art research and the freedom to operate before developing the product, so that, as Massimiliano was saying, as the product is developed, you also have a clear patent strategy. So I think this is very important to protect what you develop from competitors.
Yes, Stephanie. I think what we all are looking for, it's possible. And what I mean by that is having technical people becoming entrepreneurs. Okay. Now, of course, this is something that happens on a statistical basis. We don't need to think, or we don't need to expect, that all good researchers become entrepreneurs, but this is possible. It requires the right ingredients and passions, because it didn't happen overnight. Fabio is enthusiast of this path, but I think it was challenging for him as well to change skin without losing the identity of the researcher. It's a long journey, but I think it's worth pursuing. So this is a message for people in the field of intellectual property and technology management.
Yes, Massimiliano, I totally agree with you. And for me, the journey is pretty intense because it's still going on, of course. I would say, but I like it very much, because this job for me and my role in this moment makes me learn many things, and for me, it's the most important part of my job. So it's an infinite learner job, because every time you discover new things, you need to learn new things. You need to learn how to treat people in a certain way to make them always be very enthusiastic about what they do. And therefore, it's very intense journey, but it's something that I would like to suggest to everybody if they want to.
Thank you very much, Massimiliano and Fabio, for sharing your experience and insights and recommendations with us today. And it's with these recommendations that this podcast comes to an end. if you'd like to know more about the fascinating journey of Bluebreak and the technology transfer story behind, then, or indeed, if you would like to look at any other of our case studies, then do so. And please visit epo.org/case studies. And if you've enjoyed this podcast about a real company at the sharp end of technology transfer, then check out more EPO podcasts based on the other case studies. But for today, thanks very much for listening. And we hope you'll be back soon for another Talk Innovation podcast. Goodbye.
Bye. Arrivederci.
Thank you. Arrivederci a tutti.
Subscribe to the European Patent Office's podcast channel, Talk Innovation, at epo.org or on your favorite podcast platform. Let's Talk Innovation.